listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 332, covering week 37, September 11th to 17th, 2023. The development of the browser engine Servo is being managed by the Linux Foundation Europe. It will be an independent browser engine on a neutral platform with the involvement of the community of interested developers and companies. The project was created in 2012 by Mozilla as part of an experiment to improve security and enhance Firefox multi-threading. In 2013, Samsung joined the development. In 2020, Mozilla fired the team that developed Servo and transferred it to the Europe wing of the Linux Foundation, which then saw it stagnate for around 2 years. In 2023, Igalia joined the development and managed to assemble a new team of engineers for the development of Servo. Servo is written in Rust and features support for multi-threaded rendering of web pages as well as paralleling operations with the document object model. Firefox has already integrated some parts of Servo, such as a multi-threaded CSS engine and web render drawing system. The developers of the Mojo programming language have opened access to the Mojo SDK toolkit. The Mojo SDK builds for the Linux platform are prepared for download. Registration on the project site is required. The original code of the compiler and other parts of the project are planned to be opened after the completion of the design of the internal architecture. The Mojo SDK includes the components required for the development of Mojo applications, including the compiler, runtime, and interactive REPL shell for assembling and running programs, in addition to the Visual Studio Code Editor with support for auto-addition, code fringing, and syntax highlighting, a module for integration with Jupyter for building and launching a Mojo notebook. In the near future, a debugger will also be added to the composition, supporting step-by-step debugging and inspection of programs. The Mojo project is being developed under the direction of Chris Latner, the Chief Architect of the LLVM project and creator of the Swift programming language. The Document Foundation has published statistics on the release of LibreOffice 7.6. In the first 2 weeks of the LibreOffice 7.6.0 release, it was downloaded 1.587 million times from the site, not counting downloads from other repositories. By comparison, the latest version of Apache OpenOffice, published in February, was downloaded 791,000 times in the first 2 weeks, despite the project being in deep stagnation. The F-Heroes 2 1.0.8 project is available, which recreates the Heroes of Might and Magic 2 engine from scratch. The project code is written in C++ and distributed under the GPLv2 license. Starting the game requires files with game resources, which can be obtained from the original game Heroes of Might and Magic 2. The OpenSUSE project announced the OpenSUSE Slow Roll distribution, differing from OpenSUSE Tumbleweed by a slower continuous update cycle. New versions of OpenSUSE Slow Roll will be submitted every month or two, with the interim publication of package updates with bug fixes and vulnerabilities. Images are prepared for x86-64 architecture. OpenSUSE Slow Roll is positioned between the constantly updated OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and the conservative OpenSUSE Leap, both based on SUSE Enterprise Linux. Updates are planned to be first transferred to the factory/Tumbleweed repository for some time, allotted for inspection and identification of problems, and then transferred to the Slow Roll repository. A new release of the SysLinux OS 12.1 distribution is available, built on Debian 12 and optimized for system integrators and administrators. You can download builds with GNOME and Mate. The environment works in live mode, but also supports the installation on the disk using the Calamaris installer. A selection of pre-installed applications for monitoring and diagnosis of a network, tunneling traffic, launching a VPN, remote access, intrusion detection, security checks, simulating networking, and traffic analysis is included, which can be used immediately after downloading the distribution to a USB drive. In the new release, the Linux kernel has been updated to version 6.4. The release of the rclone 1.64 utility was announced, an analog of rsync, designed to copy and synchronize data between the local system and various cloud storages such as Google Drive, Amazon Drive, S3, Dropbox, etc. The utility can be used to store encrypted backups in cloud systems, transfer data between cloud storages, mount cloud storage to local directories, and present multiple cloud file systems as one whole. The project code is written in Go and distributed under the MIT license. Iffy Maloney announced the transition of Fedora to KDE Plasma 6 for the spring release of Fedora 40, along with the participation of Fedora developers from the KDE SIG team. The transition to KDE 6 will completely stop the session support based on the X11 protocol, leaving only Wayland. Support for launching X11 applications in a Wayland-based session will be provided with the X-Wayland DDX server. The proposal has not yet been reviewed by the Fedora Engineering Steering Committee. In the installers used for Ubuntu 23.10 server and desktops, installation using the ZFS filing system on the root partition will be allowed. This feature was present earlier but was removed in version 23.04 due to the new Subiquity installer written in Dart and a user interface based on the Flutter framework. One of the drawbacks of the new installer was the lack of ZFS support, but in the 23.10 release this will be reversed, except for the ability to create encrypted ZFS partitions. Support for ZFS is petitioned as experimental. Researchers from Kaspersky Lab have identified a malicious deb package for the Free Download Manager, FDM, distributed through the de.fdmpkg.org repository, which was referred to by the official website of the project after the hack. The harmful code setting confidential information and credentials was called through the handler run by the package manager post-install. The FDM version with malicious insertion was published in January 2020 and was distributed through freedownloadmanager.org until at least the site's update in 2022. The developers reported that they had announced measures to strengthen the protection of infrastructure, which will prevent such incidents in the future. Users who installed the Linux build of FDM from 2020 to 2022 should check their systems for the presence of malware and change all passwords used. The project site was hacked in 2020, and the attackers changed the content of the page with a link for download. The original reference was replaced by the deb.fdmpkg.org repository controlled by attackers. A new stable branch of PostgreSQL 16 was published. Updates for the new branch will be released for 5 years until November 2028. Support for PostgreSQL 11.x, the oldest supported branch, will be discontinued on November 9th. Linux Kernel Runtime Guard 0.9.7 was published, designed to detect and block attacks and violations of the integrity of the kernel structures. The module may protect against unauthorized modifications to the operating core and attempts to change the authority of user processes. The module is suitable for both the protection against exploits of already known vulnerabilities of the Linux kernel and to resist exploits for as yet unknown vulnerabilities. The project code is distributed under the GPLv2 license. Wine 8.16, an experimental release of the open implementation of WinAPI, was announced. Since the release of version 8.15, 33 error reports have been closed and 489 changes have been made. Dent OS 3.2 was published, designed for switches, routers, and specialized network equipment. The project was originally founded by Amazon for the network equipment in its infrastructure, but was transferred to the Linux Foundation. Key participants include Delta Electronics, Marvell, NVIDIA, EdgeCore Networks, and Wistron NewWeb. The Dent OS code is written in C and distributed under the Eclipse public license. The system is available for switches based on Marvell and Mellanox ASICs with up to 48 10 gigabit ports. It supports various ASIC and network data processors, including the Mellanox Spectrum ASIC chips, Marvell Aldrin 2, and Marvell AC3X, with the implementation of hardware packet redirection tables. The GNOME project has published the LibEdWeta 1.4 library, which includes a set of components for the style design of the user interface that meets the GNOME Human Interface Guidelines. The library code is written in C and distributed under the LGP 2.1 Plus license. The LibEdWeta library is used in combination with GTK4 and includes components of the Edweta design theme used in GNOME, which were taken from GTK to form a separate library. The removal of GNOME visual design elements to a separate library allows one to develop the changes necessary for GNOME separately from GTK, which in turn allows GTK developers to focus on basics and GNOME developers to promote the necessary changes in style design more quickly and flexibly without affecting GTK itself. The library includes typical widgets covering various interface elements such as lists, panels, editing blocks, buttons, tabs, search forms, dialog boxes, etc. The proposed widgets allow you to create universal interfaces that function organically on both large PC and laptop screens and on small touchscreens of smartphones. The application interface changes dynamically depending on the size of the screen and the input devices available. The library also includes a set of Edweta styles that align the appearance with GNOME recommendations without the need for manual adaptation. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.